What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to 26 degrees, your Miami Hurricanes football barbershop talk. It is I am him, your boy Larry. Here with the guys, man. I am Missing Measy. That's gonna be his new name, Missing Measy. We changed it from Turnpike to, I don't remember, was it Turnpike to Turnbike?
We took the Turnpike away.
No Turnpike, yeah.
Turnpike. I forgot the other name was.
Now he's just missing. He told me he was gonna pull up. He said he was gonna let us know. That was 3 hours ago. We don't know. So yeah, you get your back kicked in again, man. But that's on you. But anyways, we do have the field general here with us as usual, man. My main man X.
What's happening, people, man? We back in the building. 4-0. We the first quarter of the season. We 4-0. Something we couldn't say since 2017, so enjoy it.
thank God for small favors, right?
Thank God for small favors.
I don't take no win for granted. I don't take no team for granted. And, you know, we've been through it last year, man. And we got the homie D-Rob here with us. What up, D-Rob?
What's going on? It's a better day today, you know. It was a whole tropical storm yesterday. So everything good. And like I said, we 4-0, so everything good.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, we getting back to it. Last week we had we knew we had Bethune-Cookman. So we knew we had a W lockdown. That was the one game I did take for granted. Y'all forgive me, no disrespect to Bethune. That is the one game I wasn't worried about. But yeah, we had some family situations going on and whatnot. So we decided to go ahead and delay recording. After the Temple game, wanted to get back to it, get right back on course, and give you guys, you know, something to put in your earbuds on the way while you're riding to work or whatnot, man. So we back at it, man.
Man. Everybody listening, I want to thank y'all for the kind word that y'all gave out to me. You know, I had some, I had family members that I lost last week. And homeboy, you know, so
condolences,
it's
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I ain't like, man, last week my mental was at a whole nother level. I didn't really want to deal with nobody, man. But, you know, just like I say, man, thank you. Appreciate the kind words that everybody gave. It means a lot, you know what I'm saying? Even if I can't thank everybody individually, it means a lot. Trust me.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you know, people get that. You get so much of it. Yeah, but it feel good to get that love too. And then you're in that, like you said, you're in that mind state. It's kind of hard to get back to one-on-ones. But yeah, absolutely, man. Condolences. You know, for those several losses you took, I know that's a lot, man. Especially sweeping in at one time. So yeah, we kind of moved things around on that. And since then, though, I mean, we got a little bit of news to get into. I guess, you know, we'll start with a little bit. We'll get to the game in just a second. We'll do a little recruiting since the last time we were able to record.
We want to call it a well. Do we want to change it up? We could change it up and add another one.
I think that all came from
Pat Riley.
No,
Pat Riley.
I was thinking, well, because of the who the little assistant dude, man.
Oh, Dennis Smith.
Dennis. That's so crazy. The minute I said that, he's like, "Oh, Dennis." Everybody know Dennis, bro. Dennis be so turnt, cause you know,
shout out to the homie Dennis, man. Dennis,
I know he. Dude, man, let me tell you, that brother, he is loving Miami. It's not Oregon.
He's loving it. He's loving being back now.
Yeah. So I kind of think that's when they started really the staff, you know, and recruiting all kind of really got into that whale talk, and you know, we, you know, at first we missed on a few, and so that was the talk. But you know, we remained patient, in the process, and we knew we had the season coming up to do a little more recruiting. You know, nobody signed no papers till December. So
yeah, that's
awesome. We got a little while to do a little more work, put up a few more numbers. You know, have wide receivers out there doing their thing, and the offense firing up, an O-line bullying stuff, a defense snuffing out the run game that they said we was going to struggle with all year. They're going to tell you, oh, who have you played? See, it's always kiss and curse out the same mouth, man. So that's why you can't pay it no mind, because if those same teams would have ran it up through us, then that would have been the joke, right?
Yeah, that's the joke of the town.
Yeah, so, you know, you play who on your schedule, and you do what you're supposed to do to those teams. That's it, point blank period. Because nobody done it. A&M, they want to see now. A&M ain't nothing now. Oh, okay. Well,
they trash. But they was 5-7 last year. Oh, like, so man, we talking about 2023.
Yeah, and we talk. Thank you. And we on this year. We not on last year.
But see, they were the same people that were saying that they gonna, oh, they got this 5-star defensive line. They gonna do this to us. They gonna do that to us. And then that don't happen. Now they trash. But now, like, them boys probably gonna win like 8 or 9 games themselves, and then when they rank, then what's the next narrative is gonna be?
They'll beat y'all this time. That's what the next one will be. And, I mean, it's no winning. That's why I don't even. That's why I do not participate in what ifs and hypotheticals of all these silly things. And they want people want to get into transitive property. And bro, listen, you got one opportunity to prove what it is, and that's on the field. If we don't get to play each other, then we don't know nothing. But that's just, it's all speculative. I don't want to talk about it. So we play who we play. We do what we're supposed to do or don't. And then the results speak for themselves. So, so far we've done what we're supposed to do. We went out there. We beat 4 teams. We haven't allowed any team to run it up on us. A&M did, the best, I guess you would call it, but a lot of that was self-inflicted wounds, early game, you know, working out some of the kinks. And even them, like I said, they had what, about 14, 17 points off a very short field. So we doing good things. We doing good things in, as far as football goes.
The recruits are paying attention. I mean, like, they literally are really – paying attention, they're in tune to what's going on with UM, the staff, and they, like, you know, other people could say, oh, who y'all played, but the recruits ain't thinking like that. The recruits saying, well, they look good out there. They look good. The offense is looking good. The defense is looking good.
And understanding, right, and understanding where we at with it. It's only the coach second year. So, you know, they understand it's a process too. They want to see something, and they've seen something so far. That's why, you know, the Miami fans that I've been kicking it with, we was all like, hey, let's play some ball. Everybody, we tired of talking. We was like, hey, let's just play some ball. I feel like we're going to have something. We're going to have the field as a recruiting tool this year way more than we did last year, and not in a negative way, a positive way. See, if you suck out there, you know, that's what certain other teams are trying to lean on. They coach get to suck another year is what they saying, and that's the tool that they'll use to try to lure in top talent. And I say, well, best of luck with that. I hope that strategy pays off for you. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Our strategy this year seems to be winning and playing good football. And so far it's going well for us. So I would expect some of those names that, you know, we heard about earlier, you know, just keep your ear to the ground, you know, with your Ellis Robinsons, your Jeremiah Smiths. Those are the kids that I really just thought wanted to see some competent football, and then they would be that much more inclined to at least consider Miami. So
and then Larrion, you know, one of them kids, you know, Smith said, you know, Mario and KB kept their word. Everything that they said that was gonna happen, it has happened. So they showed me.
Right. They need to see.
You gotta say, you gotta add Dawson. Dawson, he did mention Dawson.
Yeah, Dawson too. Yep. He said, yeah, they kept their word. They said this is what they're gonna do. They've done it. So hey, so that's why I think that's in the bag. I don't care what people saying, nah, give him more time. I think it's in the bag now, me personally, but we'll talk about that.
We still ain't the playbook still is yet.
I think he gave us like maybe 60% of the playbook on both sides of the ball. Like it's probably at 60%. But if this is 60%, then we should be happy because we like, oh, what's another 40%? Another 40%? You telling me it's gonna be more? Man, look, the recruits, they love it. JoJo, like, man, y'all chill, man. My brother, homie, he coming. You know what I'm saying? That's JoJo. architect tells me, X, that's chill. We got this, man. Chairs, like, yeah, chill. Yeah, we own them.
Life is good.
That's recruits. I ain't even mentioned the players, the current players, what they tell it. Like, I think it's a game, but it ain't.
Life is good, man. Things are going. We having things our way right now.
Dennis Robinson basically told them, man, look, all y'all got to do is show me something to make me one. And right. He said that out of his mouth. Guess what?
That's what I'm saying. That's why we want to see the games played. So here we are. We did get some 2025 recruits.
Yeah, two 2025 recruits.
Yeah, he said the well of the group. Well, we'll talk about actually the one we got first. We got Wade and Charles. That's what we were down.
South Florida receiver, man. He's a
big time.
Yeah, he's a big time game. You throw that ball. He's covered. He's going to jump whoever covered. He's going to get the ball. He's going to break it down.
Unlimited catch radius.
Yeah, unlimited. I don't want to compare him to this guy, but in high school he kind of reminds me of guy. What was the receiver we had? Wow, man, I forgot the man's name just that fast. The receiver we just had.
Not Cody.
No. Who just broke Mike Irvin freshman record?
Amon Richards.
Yeah. He kind of reminds me a lot of Amon. Like when he catches the ball, his yards after catch is going to be massive because he can just catch it and then shove a defender off and he's going to keep going.
I'm excited that much more. Yeah, the 2025 getting that rolling. And that was, you know, that was right after kicking ass too, right? So there ain't no coincidence. It's like, all right, they're kicking ass. All right, bro, I'm in. I'm down. That's all I need to see. That old antiquated offense, we not doing nothing. I mean, you know, you look at the results from last year, and I don't know if we were statistically the worst, but we had to been bottom. We had to be at the bottom of the barrel. I don't know what the number was, but we was down
there. Yeah, we was the worst.
It was bad.
So he's another kid who grew up a Miami fan. They all said, man, look at Miami, just show or prove it. I'm coming. So these are the South Florida kids that really wants to be at Miami, but they saying, Miami got to show it. If they show and prove, we coming.
Yeah, so
there you go. Man, that's the first.
Man, that kid.
Not the first domino. He's not the first domino fuck. I think we had two before we committed for 25, right?
We had Luke Nickel, the quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback, and that was it. We just had the quarterback. That was it.
Oh, okay.
The other wide receiver is
26. Malachi was 26. Okay.
Yeah. And that's crazy, too. I'm like, 26? But he liked that, so.
Yeah, he liked that.
Yeah, so you take it. You be happy about it. I'm going to have to re-remember him by that time. But, hey, yeah, what it is. And then you got, you know, the well of this was supposed to go the other way is what was the original word, man. The original word was that my man Armando Blunt was supposed to be heading to Country Cousin them, man.
Man, look, I heard one supposed to be in Gainesville, the other supposed to be in Leon County, and I'm like, who is telling you all this stuff? Like, what?
The streets was talking, man. They said, you know, we ain't no chance, man. So, Armando was going to
Florida was like, no, Florida was saying the same thing. The Florida was like, nah,
Florida State thought they was going to get – I think the only reason Florida State probably thought they was going to get him is because he did visit them a lot more than he visited everybody else. Well, on record. But he visited you a lot.
Yeah, but like, I say, yeah, but you got to, right, think, okay, yeah, I have to take a trip up here. And credit to them. They doing enough stuff that kids do want to at least get a look around and get a feel for the staff and the facilities. And they doing that much, so I got to give them that credit. You should go kick the tires if Florida State's interested in you. I give you that right now. I think the program is doing well enough that if they want to knock on your door, you know, you show that respect. You come around, coach say, come check it out. Because you never know how things may go. Things could kind of, you know, get a little squirrely in this recruiting game. So, you know, that's one important thing that these kids really understand and they have the right people around them is they understand and respect the process and respect the people that you're dealing with. Because a lot of these people you may end up dealing with down the road. They may switch schools. and be at a school you want to transfer to, or you may go to the league, and they're going to say, oh, no, I remember him. He was a dickhead. Yeah, he was real disrespectful. I'm going to tell you right now, coach, we shouldn't even waste no time drafting that guy. You know, he's a knucklehead, blah, blah, blah. So that's real important in the process. So good on them for getting earning that type of respect. But, yeah, he decided pull the trigger, hang out with the good guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Hang out with the family, man. Hang out with the culture, man. You know, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different around there.
Big top guy, Armando Blunt, 25 kid. He was at Dillard last year, was All-American, sophomore All-American freshman.
He's at Central now, right?
Yeah, he's at Central now. He's killing it, you know. So every school gonna want this guy on signature day. It's rumors that it's just rumors, not rumors from me because I didn't say anything about it. But his reclassification, I don't pay attention to that until it actually happens, unless you know that comes out of his mouth or his family member mouth.
So let me ask you this real quick. This just actually brings me to something. So we missed on David Stone, and you know that was a big miss. One that I still, you know, we know the staff ain't gonna quit on or whatever. If Armando reclassifies, does that just kind of dismiss the Stone L? Is that damn near swap out or is it
no? Because I think Stone is strictly inside. He's interior. He's strictly interior. You know, Blunt could be like another vein where he could just play both.
Got to see how you continue to develop.
Yeah, but Stone is strictly interior. It's no swap out unless you get Stone. No. I mean, the swap out is unless we get Aiden Brayden. That's the swap out right there.
Okay.
He's the only other player I feel like that's on Stone level. And I still say Stone is just heads over heels better than all of the rest.
Yeah, kid special. I ain't trying to knock him out of the box. I ain't going to try to discredit him now that we ain't get him.
He like that, man. The other guy who went to last year, remember, was David Hicks, was his name? David Hicks, right?
Yes.
He ended up going he went to Oklahoma? Or he went to
Oklahoma.
David Stones and Hicks, those two are like generational talent at D-tackle.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, we'll see if anything pop off later on with that. I do think he pretty settled in with Oklahoma. I think it was tough for him.
I think
it's still a little.
I think that fight is there, man. I mean,
I know we're not gonna quit. I know we're not.
I'm not even saying us. I don't even think like it's us. We there, but I'm talking about from his side. Like I think that fight is lit. Where they saying, hey man, don't think it's over. Like we want you over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're just going to keep doing our thing and keep calling. We're going to keep winning games and say, man, you see what we're doing, man. We need you, though. If you come on through, boy, what number you want? who I can get you in touch with, man? We're going to get you some deals worked up, man. You know, might put you with a – what's a good thing for Stone, man?
We'll put a stone. Y'all about to say we're gonna put a stone of you in front of the new football facility we buy. Whatever it takes.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Hey, it's a dirty game, man. It's a dirty game. But you better play it. You gotta play to win. So yeah, that was getting blunt was a key addition. To get in the stand, especially if he's able to reclassify, because that still puts us in that conversation for one of the best defensive line classes in the country.
Yeah, most definitely.
We've made Aiden Breland's top three. There's definitely real reason to believe that we still in that fight. We still be in that discussion. So that's something that he's a big body kid that could come in and contribute right away as well.
Yeah, and I guess you could put it as recruiting. I don't know if we talked about it yet, but we got the transfer guy from Alabama.
You know, that's one of those stories that kind of
Jamil Burrows.
We end up not talking about it all, and then he's not eligible until next season, correct?
Next season.
So right now they have him as a walk on. So he's a walk on right now. He's still not on scholarship. You have him as a walk on. So after this year, then he's officially going to be on scholarship. But yeah, he still got 2 years. After this year, he still got 2 years left. Because he's a COVID kid. He's a COVID kid.
I'm hearing he's doing his thing out there with the practice squad.
He punched the coach. Bring me that kind of guy. Let me get one of them, man.
You gotta have one of those guys.
He ain't gonna punch Mario, but
him. You don't got it out of the system. Hey, last time we had a puncher. He came in and he did a damn good job.
Yeah, excellent job.
All American teams, and he was a terror, man.
The word with him was that I guess the staff did their background check on him and talked with Nick. And them people over there, and they, they ain't had nothing but good things to say about him. So, hey, I guess it was no hard feelings or whatever happened. Maybe that coach deserved it. So we don't know.
Right. And let's not forget, he might deserve that shit. You can't talk to people all kind of ways, man. It's a way to get every point across without ever being disrespectful. I've said that 1,000 times. It's so many ways to get a point across. Well, I never have to disrespect nobody, man. So.
And then to be truthful, I think we got some coaches on our team that that might hit them back. they just might hit you back. I think they go hit you back.
I think Big Joe ain't going for it.
You ain't gonna just hit Big Joe, bro. Jason Taylor, he still looks sick.
He ain't gonna hit Coach Savage. Coach Savage from Miami, so Coach Savage he get it back to him. He like, oh, you what?
Yeah.
Don't forget you got Coach Nicholas. You know, man, he got some guys.
Yeah.
They gonna go blow for blow with you now.
Think about it. You swing on Coach Joe, boy, you might have them on them Polynesian boys might get on your head. Boy, you got
less than 300 in there.
I'm telling you.
The boys say Polynesian that shit out.
And then at the end of the day, you got the head coach Mario. It's like Mario don't play that team with nobody, man. So they did their due diligence when they looked for him. Good get, because we are going to be needing him next year. You lose a lot, so that's recruiting news right there with him.
And let's see what else we had kind of along the same lines of recruiting. So those are the 225s, possible 124 that comes in.
Nashawn Montgomery, he just put us in his top 10. That's a local kid. I think UM is just the lead right there for him.
What position is Montgomery?
Right receiver.
For me, I think he's wide receiver one to me.
Okay.
I don't know. I said Cortez Mill is number one for me. Cortez Mill, that's the guy from Homestead. With this 25 receiver class, all of them are equally as good. It's like, okay, when you look at 22 class, you can say, okay, well, Brandon was probably better than everybody else.
Right.
you look at 23 class, you know, Jeremiah is better than everybody else. You know what I'm saying? And then when you look at this 25 class, you're like, they all kind of like equal. You know what I'm saying? Like, better. They all just good.
Good, but yeah, but very, very neck and neck.
Yeah. So I think Cortez will be like maybe the alpha because he's like that for real. That kid is good.
No doubt.
He's at Homestead. He's another one that you won't feel like they won't punch a ticket with.
And we got we had a decommitment that's of interest to us. Kid from Georgia, wide receiver. Is it
NY Carr?
Is it NY Carr?
Not Carr. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Must be short for something. Not Carr. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Four-star wide receiver. He's been committed to Georgia for a little over a year, but
for the longest. He's been their longest senior commit for this class for 24.
Yeah, he may be interested in looking around. We definitely in the mix for that.
We in the ball game, baby. We in the ball game.
I mean, wide receiver, you gonna take?
Larry, I don't think you've seen it, but sources like Georgia sources have said that Miami leads. And it was like they see FSU is like in the mix, but they think Miami leads. Then Will Fong said the same thing. He's been hearing that, like, teams have been calling, he said, but Miami has been making, like, the most, like, the biggest push right now with Cristobal and KB. So, we going to see.
Yeah, like, I think three weeks ago, you know what I'm saying, I said, man, the kid is going to end up flipping. I don't know if it's Miami at the moment because he just hasn't been on campus. But I know from what I was told is that's a guy that Miami identified and said, hey, they won't. They want to pair him with JoJo Chance, and then you know the opportunity, you know, to add Jeremiah with, you know, you get those four guys. I think you have probably you might have the best receiver in the hall ever, like literally.
You get those guys. That's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah, you could bring in some straight killers, bro. Like that would be you talking disgusting, man. You know, let me ask you this: since we talking wide receivers a little bit too. Any word lately on LeWayne McCoy?
Well, you know, the staff's still on LeWayne, man. I think it's, you know, LeWayne had the opportunity to go ahead and be committed and flip if he wanted to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
At this point, staff is kind of weighing the options for him to be an athlete where he could play probably defense back if he does want to come. They, you know, obviously they'll take him at receiver too. But it's on him. You know, it's like he has, you know, he it's his call.
That's kind of, CJ had told me that was kind of, Florida State was looking more DB with LeWayne. So I don't know, you know, how much of a factor that is to him, like which side he want to play, you know, is it that big of a difference to him at this point in time? But just another name I thought about.
You know, from him, I think he wants to play wide receiver for the most.
Okay.
You know, hey, look, wide receiver is the polarizing position, man. I get the blur, you know what I'm saying? I get to do that. That's the thing kids want to do.
It's a passing lead, too, man. You get to the next level.
But see, Larry, if you saw the, you probably didn't see the Chaminade and Central game, but man, at cornerback, McCoy, he looked really good.
Yeah.
Like he went one on one with Jeremiah a few times, and it was like, he did his thing. I'm being perfectly honest with you. I watched the whole game.
They've been doing that since the little league. They've been playing together since the little. So it's like he's not scared of nothing. He like line it up.
He a Raven too, ain't he?
Yeah, he a Raven. He's
a Raven too.
That's what's up. Well, we'll see, man. We may just have a lot of fun, man. We you know, we ain't there yet. We may just end up right now. We sit at number 16, I believe.
16, 17. Yep.
Okay. I don't anticipate we will finish there. I anticipate we'll finish top five still. I just think there's going to be some shake up before signing day, and we're going to kind of shake the world a little bit.
And they back on Jamari Howard too. You said that they done picked up a lot with him.
Yeah, him and the die has picked up like tremendously. The kid who I kind of want to let everybody know, like I don't think. I think we just moved on was the Barney kid who committed to Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's had his opportunity. Yeah, you know,
yeah, yeah. Enjoy still, enjoy the project. Yeah,
he's still talking with the staff, but it's like, you know, hey, we got some better targets. Yeah.
Right. I mean, and that's why I say that's part of the game. Like, you know, he kind of sold the staff that he was coming on at the end, and then, you know, I give you a kid. He stayed true to his Nebraska commitment, and now I know he probably like thinking anywhere but duh, Nebraska is trash, man. Nobody gonna go no damn Nebraska, bro, and go for what? Who's there? That's nah. I know he's regretting it now. And then yeah, now it's like I don't know if we got space for you. Yeah, remember he was throwing up 305 and all that. Yeah.
We don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like okay, Matt, you come get a guy we want, but it ain't hurting us if we don't get him. Because guess what? We got whales coming.
Yeah, not yet. And now he's trying to circle the block. Hey, coach, yeah. Coach going, well, hold on right. to that commitment for right now. Yeah. I ain't going to tell you to decommit.
We'll call you the week before Saturday, man.
We'll let you know. Yeah, we'll let you know how it's going. You know, because I guarantee you this, when he committed, Mario was the first one to call.
Mario was the first one to call.
He's going to be the first one. And tell you, hey, man, congratulations. You know, I wish you the best out there. And, yeah, look at the little sheet. Lincoln, yeah, Lincoln, Nebraska. Black population, too. So yeah. Enjoy yourself out there. Enjoy yourself. I got a cousin live out there. I got a cousin living in Lincoln, Nebraska. He's a redneck, thank God. He black is you know, your TV screen when you turn it off, but he just got country ass, redneck ass ways. Boy, that boy it is.
But listen, I've been there twice, man. I was scared my life each time. I'm like, oh,
boy. They probably want to touch your hand, shit, ain't it?
Oh, man, they looking at me crazy. Like,
they see a black man with dreads. They ain't never seen that like that. Oh. Oh.
Is it real? We ain't supposed to put fake hair on my head like that.
That's crazy.
I'm but like, anyway. Man, I got to get up out of here, boy, for these people to talk. Pulling
out
these ropes,
try about lynch. No, don't do. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much the recruiting landscape as of right now. You know, we're gonna continue to see some more things happen. Like I said, right now, season's rolling. We pulling up on this bye week, but let's get into the game. We just got through defeating the Temple Owls.
Lowercase. Somebody asked me that. Why you keep calling all these teams lowercase? I'm like, what you want me to call?
They love LeBron now. Yeah, you look.
Lowercase Temple.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Yeah, I put on. I mean, I always, if you ever notice, FSU is always in lowercase to me. You're not big brother me. You know who I put all the respect on? Wisconsin. You gonna always see me show respect to Wisconsin because when we line it up and people be beating our ass until we beat Big Bro, that's what it is.
Clemson Big Bro right now too.
Yeah, all respect. I told homie Robert Amir Rashad, he talking about that damn Clemp son, and I'm like, that shit not even funny. Number one, and number two, I gotta get them boys. They do. Them boys beat them. They just finally got over that hump. Thank God they put them through their 7 times in a row. Temple, I don't know, the game was never in question, obviously. I did see a Temple beat writer. I really do think he thought they was playing Miami, Ohio. I really do, because he had that game. I saw somebody had a clip of it going around. He had that game hella close. And I was like, he got to be talking about, he must think they're playing Ohio.
I think I read something that he was like, okay, they team is similar to Miami, Ohio, but they are better Miami, Ohio. And I was like, okay, I'm still like, okay, well, even if y'all are better Miami, Ohio only scored 3 points on this. So what you going to score, 6 points?
Yeah, well, they did. They scored 7. You doubled up on them. All right, we'll give you that. The score was final score in that game was 41-7. Yeah, 41-7. I had it 42-10, so I was pretty close on how the whole game was going to turn out.
I had 45-3.
No, I had 45-13. One of them. I thought it was going to be like that.
Yeah, and I mean we eased up. Obviously, went out early. And kudos to them. It was a little sloshy out there too. It was rainy and cold. So it was like, and pretty windy as well. I think it was, let's see, we got 61 degrees and winds blowing at about 17 miles per hour. So it was a cold day out there. It was crazy too, because Mario ain't had no jacket on. I was like, yo, this dude run hot, boy. He like me. Yeah, I run hot. That's okay. I have no kind of sleeves on, bro.
Mario is he's a different type of breed, man.
I thought he said it was cold out there today. And I'm looking around. Everybody else on the staff had like a little jacket on, you know, for the most part. Because it's, you know, like I said, it's raining and you got winds blowing. So it's cool air, 61 degrees and rain. Mario just out there enjoying. I seen him smile more than I seen him smile. Still on top of the team, still disciplined. And we just took care of business out there. I guess we can go through a little bit. This wasn't a game yet of much interest as far as, let's see. We wasn't going to glean a whole lot from this game, except are we still on the right trajectory, I think. And for me, that was pretty much solved at A&M. Once we handled A&M, I had a very good feeling on how this season would go. Because A&M is a much more talented team than a Temple team, but I thought we were at least in the neighborhood with A&M when it comes to talent. I would give them the slight edge, at least on paper, obviously. They on paper got to be a little bit more talented, at least. And then I kind of liked us coaching-wise, though, is where I thought we would have the advantage. And it did turn out that way, and we handled business. We got kicked in the mouth a little bit, and the team stayed resilient. So all I really was looking to see in this Temple game was a team go out there and just run a few simple plays, stay disciplined, and just execute. And I think ultimately that's what we saw. A team just go out there and play four quarters of just solid football. You know, not much in the way of, you know, obviously any trickery or getting into, you know, too many, you know, misdirections or anything like that. It was just playing old straight up and down football. And
old, we just kind of took fashioned,
yeah,
old fashioned.
Yeah, yeah.
Smacking them in the mouth football. TBD throw a couple passes here and there. That's what it was. Like you say, though, we ain't had to do no trick plays. We ain't had to do no misdirection, crap. Hey, offensive line, blow them off the ball. They did.
Yeah, they did. And I thought, you know, it's funny. I was watching some of the creases that was, you know, that they were creating early on. And I was watching and I kept saying, where the hell is Allen? Where's A.J. Allen? Because I thought the way he runs, he would have easily ripped off. I think he would have easily ripped off 120 yards on 10 carry easy against that team. He didn't play at all, though, did he?
Nah, yeah, he didn't play yesterday. I don't know. I tried to get answers for it, but I didn't get a response.
We didn't get none on that, okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully he ain't acting up, man, because he's a good back, man. But yeah, we do got a stable, so you got to behave yourself, man.
He played
in the Bethune game.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
Yeah, so he's played every game.
Yeah,
so
game.
I don't know.
Yesterday.
It might have been a minor injury. They ain't break, because you know when it comes to injuries, we won't know nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it probably was something minor.
Even during the game, like they'll give us a list of injuries, like they didn't. His name was not on nothing.
Like, did he even travel? Did he even travel with the team?
I said, like I'm saying, I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah,
okay. Nothing to us. Well, hopefully, it's nothing major. I do like that kid. I like his particular running style.
I thought, because
I was like, man, with some of these wedges that they was creating, I was like, yo, this kid's ability to be patient and then bounce to the outside. Would do really well against what we were able to set up out there on the offensive line. We did stick to the run game, you know, as far as being fairly prominent with sticking to the ground. Part of that was, you know, the weather, obviously, And then part of that is just going to be the DNA of this team. It's going to be the MO. And I think what we see is with Shannon having the reins of the offense, I think we'll balance out whatever it takes to be effective. So if that means pass to open up the run, that's what we'll do. Or if it means run to open up the pass, that's what we'll do. I don't think it'll be too stubborn to where it's like, no, we got to establish a run and we'll just keep running into a brick wall trying to, just be too stubborn with things. You need to be fluid. And I think, as of so far, that's what we're seeing with this team. The ability to play either style in order to just be effective and just move the ball. That's the bottom line. That's the name of the game is matriculating the ball down the field and getting points.
The one thing I loved about yesterday's game, we were able to finish and create long drives. Mm-hmm. Miami, we all, when Miami had a good offense, the offense would score fast. Like, okay, score fast. Like, we're doing 13 play drives and stuff like that. Like, I like that about us. You know what I'm saying? Because it wears the defense down on their side of the ball and it gives our defense a lot of, breathing time. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you saw that. That was a good point. There were times where, we were just real meticulous and just decided to, walk up to the line. And, you just watch TVD just get the ball and lay back and just flick it like he's playing catch. Like, he was just out there playing catch, man. You want to see that type of thing. Shout out to TVD. He had another great game out there.
You can't do that, Larry. You can't do it. It's his name, not TVD.
Mama call him Tyler Van Dimes. No disrespect. No disrespect, Miss Mama Dimes. Nice, easy day for him. 17 to 24. 220 in the air and 3 touchdowns. No picks.
Should have been 4. But they called that offensive pass interference on Young, which it wasn't offensive pass interference or whatever. So he should have had 4.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Then two drops from Paris. So that 17 should have been 19. Paris, come on, you got to get them hands together, Paris.
Yeah, he did.
The boys be trying to run. They be trying to run before they catch. Like, catch the ball, everything. Hey, you gonna get your yards, man. But they be trying to. As soon as they see the ball, they ready to turn their head without putting their hands on it.
Yeah, that's the little things that you want to ease into your season and get these things right. And that's the other thing when people talk about schedules and stuff. Man, these schedules is made 5-10 years in advance, man. Shut up. 10 years ago, Temple was better, number one. So it is what it is. Like, this stuff gets made. And that was, remember, this is the Al Golden thing. So some of this stuff is made so far in advance. You don't know who these people are going to be by the time you play them. When we schedule A&M, Jimbo wasn't the coach even. So, this stuff gets pushed way out. Y'all know how that go in college. Shout out to the running game in general, too. 42 total rushes, 326 yards. And let's see. How many touchdowns? 2 touchdowns. Average of 7.7 a yard on the ground. So, totally dominant there. Our leader rusher was Parrish. Parrish had 16 carries for 139. He got both of the touchdowns. Chris Johnson looked good in his spot play towards the end. He ran 4 for 33 along with 24. Shout out to him. I guess he was taking AJ's spot. Cause I ain't expect to see Young Bull out there yet at all.
Yeah. Like, I thought after that, even last week, I'm like, okay, yeah, he'll just rest for the rest of the season. But like, they working his way in the shouts out to Mark Fletcher, man. He did have that little fumble, but he ended up coming back, and then finishing off strong. And shout out to my boy, Larry. He started the game, and I had the biggest smile on my face when I seen my boy Chase started. I was was like,
yeah.
I was a part of everything he worked for, man. I was like, I just was so
happy. Yeah, he did his thing. Nine carries, 61 yards, you know. 25 yards was his longest run for the day. Averaged just under 7. 6.8. I mean, he looked good, man. I don't think there's any if much fall off at all when it comes to that running back room. It's a different style a little bit with each guy. But I think all in all, you got a really talented stable, man. A whole bunch of different guys that can, you know, can produce. It just depends on which flavor of the play
you want. Right? Exactly. You got five different flavors, man. You got the speedsters with Chris Johnson. His speed is just on another level.
Yeah, cuz is fast.
He's on another level. You got the wiggle with AJ Allen. He just give me the ball and everybody get out of my way. Mark Flexer, you know what I'm saying? And you got the do it all, Mr. Chaney. And then you got Parrish, man, who just I'm gonna get these hard earned yards.
Mr. Reliable.
Mr. Contact balance himself, bro.
He don't fumble. I mean, hey.
Oh, we forgetting the best running back of them all yesterday, though.
Oh yeah, my bad.
My fade. No disrespect, Dimes. Bro. No, yeah, Tyler Van Dimes.
He did the love.
That boy cuffed that thing.
Well, you saw that? Well, he was moving, boy. He got the
long strides, too. Hey, TDD was out of gas. I said, boy, that was big. That's a touchdown.
No, you know what? If that was Ja'Kari, oh, that was touchdown. That was six.
My boy ripped that thing off of 37 yards. Boy, I said, stop playing. He sold it super good. He fooled the camera.
The camera was already on the left side. I was like, oh, he gone. Look at him. He about to catch a flat side, man. He already.
Hey, he was happy to see that defender come. Ooh, shit, well, I'm tired.
Yeah. Look, I'm yelling at the TV. I'm like, man, slide, run out of bounds, slide. I'm like, man, just get out, because I could just see it. Look at it. Oh, man, I don't know.
No, not TVD. Yeah, but no, he did a good thing, man. He held that thing on that option, rolled out to the other side, pulled off a 37-yard run. And, you know, the thing is quite honestly, I like them throwing that in there because we're going to need that a few times, specifically not to get that far down the road, but specifically against Florida State. I think that's going to provide a big advantage if, you know, we can use that wrinkle a few times against them. I watched some of the games that they played, and, you know, even a guy like Cade Klubnik, he's not a burner or nothing like that, but he was able to be successful keeping the ball and getting some yards on the ground.
Make them play true to the defense, you know what I'm saying? Because if they sell out to say, oh, well, he's not going to keep it.
Right. Yeah. That'll be a good wrinkle. That's why I think it was good to pull it out in this game. Just give him one shot at it and see how well we can sell it. So, yeah.
You only do it twice a game. You don't need it.
Yeah, we don't need a bunch of time. I'm with him, but. It was good to get a little practice run on that, man. The TVD is cutting up, man. That boy breathing heavy. Man. The receiver.
Shouts out to the O-line, man. The O-line did its thing, man. Shouts out to the tight ends, too. They blocking with the O-line. I don't think TVD got touched yesterday.
I don't believe he received no sacks. Nope.
I think they got one. I think they might have had one. They might have had one early. But no. I think that was it. No, they didn't.
No, I don't think they had
okay.
no sacks.
Okay.
No, I was saying, I'm looking at the stat sheet now. Nope. No,
yeah, they don't have one on there. Nothing.
Do not have one recorded on the official stat sheet. So, you know, kept them clean. Like I say, he was just playing catch. We got the, you know, he went to his favorite target. Restrepo hit him nine times. They connected 7 for 41. Got 2 touchdowns out of that. Jacoby George is, you know, he's that kid I've been waiting on to look like I heard he was going to be. And he's really proven it this year to me. He's
man, he looks so smooth.
One of my favorite players, man. What'd you say?
Man, he looks so smooth out there, man, when he catching everything. I said it from the jump. I say, man, for me, Jacoby George is wide receiver one. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when he stepped foot on campus, I always said, man, that kid is going to be good. And this year, he really coming into his own and really showing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think if it weren't for me, this is me. I know Restrepo probably the leader in the clubhouse, but, man, I just think Jacoby's just it, man. For me, that's just wide receiver one. Young does what he does. It's mostly jump balls and all the other type of stuff. But what Jacoby does with his agility, his speed, you know what I'm saying, the route running, all that is like, I think he's just a total package. That's just me.
Well, with the three receivers you have Kobe Young, Strepo, George. They all three of them do something different. You know, as of now, it's looking like Kobe Young is your possession guy. You know what I'm saying? That's get him in a possession game, you know what I'm saying, and make sure he can catch it and then have room to create yards after catch. With Restrepo, he's reliable. He's the guy, you know, when you need a play, you throw it to number seven. With George, he's our big play guy.
Yep.
Yeah, he's our big play guy, you know what I'm saying, because he's the one catching the ball down the field, making the big plays. You know, he has four touchdowns, but Young has, what, three or two, and then
he had three the other day. Restrepo got two yesterday, and Kobe caught one.
Yeah. So you're looking at it like that, you're like, okay, so yeah, those three receivers, just saying you have a receiver core like that. That's what you want.
That good balance, right, a balance of each type of guy that you can kind of look towards depending on the situation. Kobe Young playing like his size now. He looks more comfortable. He looks more confident for sure than he did the previous year. That catch he made on that touchdown was crazy. I mean, he jumped up, stretched out for it, man, plucked the ball out the air, you know, and then was able to adjust his body and come down and get that touchdown.
Kept the ball in his hand the entire time. When he dived in the end zone, that thing come loose, and he kept it. I was, okay.
That's big time players playing big time football. That's the plays you got to make, man. We got Ray and Bashard involved a little bit. Ray was, I liked the little, I don't even know what plays you call them, because it was just like running them behind the line, you know, and like the little shovels.
They gave him the little screen, and then he took off. The one you talk about, that was Bashard, when they gave Bashard.
That was Bashard, gotcha, okay. Yeah, but you see some of what we're going to get with Ray, man. That kid, he's fast. He's twitchy as hell. Like, he looks like a video game when he get out there. Like, you can say, okay, this is the excitement of a kid like this. A lot of wiggle with this dude once he got the rock, so.
I think it was big. It's big for his confidence because, you know, he was just sitting there waiting, like, man, let me get the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to make a play.
Yeah, so
you know you can do it, but you know, once you get to college, you're like, man, okay, can I really, really, really do it? And then once you figure, oh, yeah, I could do this, it's going to be easy for them now.
Yeah, and a perfect game to get them in and just get them just some touches, get a feel, get hit, you know, get acclimated to the collegiate game. Because, you know, you do have to remember that when you're playing Temple, a lot of times when you're playing a lot of those schools like that, you'll be playing a lot of times a lot of upperclassmen. And a lot of these guys are definitely physically more developed, obviously, than your high school guys. So that's still just a chance to get them out there and get them opportunity. So I did like the way they worked them into the offense a little bit just to get them acclimated. I could definitely see where he's going to be a weapon for us as we get into this ACC schedule and continue to get into the season deep. Look for Ray to be a little, you know, just a little, what's that word they always use? Swiss Army knife. Yeah. A little Swiss Army knife type. You know, we're just going to try to get him the ball and let him do his thing, man. X already shouted out the O-line. I mean, O-line did their thing, kept our guy clean. I thought they created some good lanes there, at least created some good wedges, if nothing else, if they weren't, like, necessarily splitting the sea all together. They were getting great push, and there was good unity up there with that O-line. You see a guy like Maui Noah, continuing to grow as a true freshman out there. You know, it's going to be really fun to watch him next year with another year under his belt. But even as we watch him throughout this season, you get to see a young man coming to his own. So, just shout out to them all together. I think it's a great unit. I think we probably got the best unit in the ACC.
Agreed.
And I think we could probably compete with some of the best units out there in college football. But, yeah, I'll give us ACC for sure. I do want to say briefly with the tight ends, and I think this goes into, again, we haven't really got into the playbook. The tight ends ain't been used very much. I think it's another wrinkle, though, that we just waiting for until we get into ACC play. Because you notice we've been starting Cam. He's getting the majority of the snaps. And that's
for the last two games, Riley Williams has gotten more snaps than Cam.
Has he?
Yeah.
I can see. But either way, they haven't used in the passing game as of yet.
Yeah, he just hasn't been used like passing.
Yeah. I think who's the guy I was just talking about? Oh, Cam, yeah. Like, I think he had like a pass in the last game.
Yeah,
I think he caught one. I don't know, though. Any concerns from y'all as far as that goes, as far as tight end being used?
Like you said, if the playbook is 60%, well, 40% of the playbook ain't being used, that's because the tight ends ain't getting targets.
Yeah, and I think we'll see that. I think we'll start to see that against Georgia Tech. I think that's when you're going to first see, you'll see a Riley Williams. We'll run, we did run a decent amount of 12 personnel, but we just kept it mostly running. And it was good, too, because we got to see Riley out there blocking, and he's a pretty good blocker at this stage in his career. Cam trying to come back again next year, too. I know that was a bit of part of the new
year. But see, the thing is, the Pac-12, he said the Pac-12 approved him to get that extra year. But when he transferred to Miami, they have to say yay and nay.
I mean, we just took up two more Pac-12 teams.
I mean, they might get to him. I mean, I'd rather him just be a GA or something. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, help the room out.
No, he up the field out. That's another offensive tackle.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. That man like 27, man. Like,
you would think he would just be like, hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going, like, okay, this is my thing. I don't know why he wants to play anymore. He's not going to the NFL. Just because it's today's league, he could provide some value, but not too many teams are going to want to invest in that at all. Because just like
practice, you don't hardly see fullbacks.
You don't full blocks, fullbacks. You barely see any fullbacks. Like,
oh, no. The 49ers carry one.
The Texans carry one. Baltimore carries one.
We got one with the Cowboys. He got one in the run today. But
so like you may have seven teams that carry a fullback, maybe.
Yeah, it's rare. And then
my Bills carry one. Reggie Gilliam, he's like a fullback / tight end, like a H-back.
H-back type deal. Yeah.
Yeah. So with Cam is all tight end. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Yeah, he don't have the athleticism to play a fullback.
He's all blocking tight end. So it's like,
where's your future?
In
football, again, I'm not trying to take shots at bro. Just saying, like, I don't understand what your future would be in football if not, like, kind of like with, you know, D-Rob saying becoming a, you know, a grad assistant or something. Seems like, yeah, you definitely got a love for the game, but I'm like, bro, you not putting no NFL tape together because they don't value the blocking tight end like that no more, and you not a pass catcher tight end like that, so... I mean, you know, you got kids to think about, man, you know, mortgage to pay. Maybe like you say, man, just put a polo on, man, and get on the sidelines, man. You know, but no shots at them, you know, do what you do. If they let you come back, it sounds like coach will let you come back. And we'll see, you know, we'll see what goes from there. But yeah, I think that I just want, before we switch over to defense, and kind of wrap up here tonight. I did think that was interesting that we haven't seen the tight ends use as much. I do think that is a big portion of that percentage of the playbook we haven't seen. I expect a guy like Riley Williams to jump off the page and start doing some things. Skinner, Jahlil Skinner, if he can, you know.
Skinner, Arroyo's, they looking to have
Arroyo. Totally forgot about Arroyo, yeah.
They're looking to have Arroyo back for Georgia Tech,
sir. Yeah, so. Yeah, I think we can see because I always been a tight end guy, man. Like I always enjoy using the tight end in the passing game. So that's always been one of the reasons I love UM as well. Growing up was that they always made it a point to use the tight end as more than just another offensive lineman. So that's one tradition I like to see us keep going strong.
Anyway, I think maybe that's why maybe because Arroyo is not there. No, so like, well, why even give him something? You know what I'm saying? We'll get to him when we fully healthy at that position.
It's just something that caught me off guard until I started thinking about it. I was like, wait a minute, what tight end is that? And I'm like, okay, you know what? They got to be saving that. Got to be saving it. But I just want to get extra thoughts on it. Flip side of the ball, the defense that can't stop the run somehow pulled it off again. Let's see. Let me get the official stats there. I don't want
11 yards.
The one had 11 yards, man. 11.
Like 20-something carries.
11 on what? What you mean? 11.
They had 23 carries for 11 yards.
No, that can't be right because we can't stop the run.
We couldn't stop the run. So I guess add 2 more 1 to that because everybody said we can't stop the run. So they had 111 yards or something.
11 yards?
11.
For an average of 0.7 yards a carry.
Bro, they long was 8. So that what that tell you? Everything else was behind the line. the longest run they had was 8 yards.
You know, it's so funny, man. Like, I don't be on social as much as I used to, man. But I'm on there, and I be scanning the line. I'm like, I see that nervous look, man. I see the tweets is adjusted somewhat. You know, it's only Temple. Man, like I said, if Temple would have gave us 150 yards, y'all people would have been losing y'all mind. Don't give me that. It's only Temple shit. You play who you play. You line it up against who you line it up against, and you do what you do. The passing game.
Hold on, before you move on. four games, we're average. Teams are averaging just 48 yards rushing on us in 4 games.
Mm-mm-mm. So you can't run the ball like you used to.
The biggest concern was they can't stop the run.
That's what they said. They didn't think we had the linebackers. They thought we would be a little too small in the trenches. once you get past, obviously, you know, LT, there was a lot of concern that we'd be too little there. And the linebackers wouldn't be able to do the cleanup work necessary to stop the run. As of so far this year, that has been false. That has not held up at all.
Even the massive O line that AM had, I think we only gave up maybe 96 yards rushing.
Right. They
only had 96. That's it.
And they offensive line was massive, man.
Big guys, big.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they barely had that, like. I think Amari Daniels got that all in the first half.
Right.
That was it. You know what I'm saying? So we did it. We doing a good job stopping the run, which was everybody concerned. Everybody concerned was, oh, man, stopping the run. And I was like, that was the crazy part. I was like, man, you know, I think our O-line is really good. So, yeah, we wasn't stopping the run because our O-line, is really good. So now everybody started to see like, oh, okay, yeah, the O-line is good.
Right, yeah, and that's why. See, that's another reason I just be ready to play ball, man. Because you talking about spring ball, bro. It's us versus us. I can't glean a lot from that. You're not gonna pick up a lot from that. What is good? Are both sides good? I don't know. So let's play football. You know, spring ball is for getting condition, getting plays in, and getting ready to play real competition. I ain't got time to figure out who's good until we start playing people. They were able to find a little success through the air, which we knew was going to be part of the, you know, their strength is, you know, EJ Warner, that's Kurt Warner's son. You know, he plays behind a really bad offensive line. And so what they strategically do is, get the ball out really fast. And shout out to that kid. He does a good job of getting the ball out really fast because he doesn't have a choice. I mean, they out on him fast and in a hurry. But he's tough. He'll sit in there. He'll take the shots. You know, I guess he get that for Pops because Kurt took some shots out there too, Pause. But, yeah, he was 22 for 39, 240 a touchdown. I think we sacked him twice. I don't know if we
picked three
him
times. I think we had three sacks. I mean, well.
We had three total. We got him twice. At the end, they put in Quincy Patterson, their backup.
Oh, okay.
And we got him.
They didn't give us that. When Thomas Gore had made him fumble, they didn't give us that as a sack. That was just.
They might have pulled that on the official sheet. I don't think so. Nah, as I'm looking at it right now, they credited him with a fumble, but I don't think we got credited with a sack there.
That's 2 weeks in a row they did that because Bain did it from Bethune and they ain't.
That's right. Him. Yeah. So yeah, on the official sheet, that's funny you say that, right? Yeah, because that should have.
No,
been.
Thomas Gore got credited with two sacks and Leonard Taylor got one.
So, okay, then that would still add up. But X-Top, we got him three times. But that must have been one of the two. But anyways, we was able to create some pressure up front. We knew that was going to happen. We knew he was going to get rid of the ball fast. So I do want to give him, you know, credit for at least sticking to that. He got 240 yards. Longest play of the day was 46 yards. Their wide receiver, Ahmad Anderson, he brought in 10 targets for 117. 53 yards. He caught the long pass of the day. So he was fairly effective. They moved him around quite a bit. I'm assuming he's their best receiver, or they just saw some things they liked where they could use some mismatches.
Yeah, he's their guy.
He's their main dude. Okay, so, you know, effective in what they were able to do. They tried to run. The run just wasn't happening at all. They only gave it, you know, like we said, 16, and then they just realized, look, we're not going to get anything done that way. And we're not learning anything by continuing to run. It was nothing to be gained in that. Because they were just, what were you going to learn? That you can't compete with Miami up front and you're going to get bashed. So next time you want to try running again, you're going to have to try it against lesser competition. So shout out to the D-line and the linebackers for sure. Just holding the point of attack, creating disruption, and getting into the backfield quite a bit. And he don't get sacked a lot, so we'll take the three. He don't get sacked because he gets rid of the ball really fast. They hold things just dink, dunk, hurry, because I think they left tackle got like a I can't remember specifically, but I was listening to one of them shows, bro, and man, pass blocking grade is in the teens. It was like 17. I'm like, wait, what? Out of what? Yeah, that's 17 out of 100. So, they left tackle position is that poor. It's a true freshman out there as well. And I think he's kind of, you know, things Zion Wilson somewhat. He was like 270, 280 pounds. So, credit to that defense for just bottling up the running game. Absolutely. Forcing them into the air. MVP this week, maybe on defense. You may have to go back to Jaden Davis again. Thought he was kind of a little bit everywhere.
Jaden Davis to Corey Couch. Couch with interceptions.
Oh, yeah. Couch had two picks. Yep.
Interceptions.
But he also responsible for the two long passes that was caught. So.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, Darryl Porter had an excellent game yesterday. He was targeted, what, six times? And I think on two catches for like 6 yards or something like that.
Man, Porter has been locked down this year.
Porter has been playing real good, like real good. He's been probably one of our – I mean, we've been tackling him good. He's been probably one of our strongest tackles. Like, he don't let anything get by him. Like, as soon as they catch the ball, he get him on the ground immediately. So, I mean, I don't know. You said MVP, it's –
Yeah, I just think, you know, he's playing. I think Jaden's just continuing to play at a high level, physical, a little bit everywhere. The team played just great team defense, period. So you probably don't have one for yesterday, in all honesty. But I just threw that out there. I don't know, you know, and that's and while we're speaking on the secondary, you know, previous probably the spring, there was a lot of concern about that area of the team too. Remember, that was kind of, we don't know what we got in the secondary. We're a little scared at corner. I do still think we're a little thin at safety, but the safeties played well.
That's
because Cam's still out.
He'll be back, but I'm just keeping it a buck. I spoke about this earlier on the Cambridge show. The linebacker position, I said, man, it's a guy we got on the field that I just don't want to see on the field no more. I'm fed up already.
Oh, man, who that?
He's not supposed to be here. He's not supposed to be here.
you sound like somebody that like, you know, you be in the club. You be like, yo, who let him in? Hey, security, come here. You see me right there, gray shirt. Yeah, yo, get him out of here.
Listen, that's exactly how I'm feeling. Like, hey, why is he? Coach,
man, put a name on that bullet, man. You done talked about it. Put a name on it.
Number 23. I was going to say number 23.
Claude.
Yeah, man.
He looked good at first, but.
Since Miami, Ohio, he looked good.
You're right.
A&M, he was out of position. Bethune, out of position. Yesterday, I'm like, what is he doing? Like, you is out of position every game. Like, this, you're too fast to be out of position every game.
Well, and that go to show how much it is between
You know what it is? Nah, you know what it is? He's freelancing now. Instead of him doing his assignment, he's freelancing. Because I see what you're talking about. Yeah, he's too fast. Like, he's not slow. He's not playing assignment football. Like you said, game one, yeah, he played assignment football. Now he's just freelancing. That's why he's always out of position. And that's why you saw Wesley started today against Temple.
Yeah.
So
played a third, too.
And did you guys notice that I noticed the wrinkle that they got with the linebacker group. They had Flag and Francisco in the
game. Francis in the same. Yeah.
Listen, I noticed that, yeah.
That's the best. I think that's the best combo that they probably can, because the fact that Francis can play inside and outside linebacker, to me, because he's fast, man. And Francis is fast. I mean, goodness gracious. So I think as far as, because what they had, the IQ that they have to play the position, mm-hmm. I think that's the best combination that we have. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Best,
that we put on
the field. Downhill, like, if they're going to run that ball.
Yes. Yes.
Why they couldn't run the ball? Because those linebackers was coming.
Right. And, you know, and credit to Flag, who's a guy that's been, you know, maligned by the fan base. And the reason we give him hell is that he's just physically limited. But he does. He is probably the smartest guy in that room, though. He'll be in position. He just does have. And credit to him, his game has continued to grow. So I tend to agree with you guys that may be the best combo to just put out there, play in and play out. And then, you know, we'll spell him with the other guys. But
I'm gonna just keep it a buck. I want to see Wesley and Chase out there at that position. I don't want to see that other guy.
No more. All right. You can talk to him. Tap a shoulder. Get him out the club. And, you know, as a person that had the worst security. I used to hate that shit, boy. When a mother come get me and say, hey, Len, right there, red and blue shirt, he got to go. He ain't even supposed to be in here. I don't know who let him in. I'm like, oh, shit. I hope he ain't full of that oil. I'm like, oh, here we go. Hey, yo, bro, no, nothing personal, man.
That ain't personal, man.
I want to say you got to do your thing. Yeah, hey, it's never personal.
I see the mission that the team is on, yeah. And yo, his mission is not looking the same. I'm like, yeah.
Get right or get left.
And this is your coach. This is the linebacker coach is your coach. He brought you over here.
Could be smelling himself a little bit. So hopefully, if they go keep playing, he can get himself together, man. Or coach gonna end up benching him anyways. Right now, you know, we ain't in the ACC play yet, so they're giving him probably a little bit more of a leash to run with. But I tell you what, it's gonna be short against Georgia Tech. Once we start playing that, if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, these young guys will get more opportunities, and you would have transferred for essentially nothing. So, man, get your head in the game, man. Your physical abilities are there. You look the part, but you got to play within the scheme and do what you're supposed to do, because it don't take but one guy to do the wrong thing for everything to blow up. So you don't want to be that guy. I think, you know, again, the defense as a whole played a good, solid game. No major complaints there. As a team, I think the penalties were pretty decent. I think we were 7 for 65, if I'm not mistaken. Let me check here. I know I had it up a second ago. Penalties. Yeah, 7 for 65. Temple was 6 for 37. So, you know, 7 is still, you know, higher than I'd like to see.
Yeah, I'm still. I mean, that's just what that, I wanted to get down like that. It's still a lot, you know. Just, again, like I keep telling people, in order to beat good football team, man, you can't have penalties like.
You can't defeat yourself, right? That's. We just got to continue. I mean, I'm glad it was only to the tune of 65 yards, but still, you want to just give yourself the best chance. Then the situation is going to always be play disciplined football and just, you know, limit the self-inflicted wounds. That's all. But all in all, man, good game, both sides of the football. No major complaints. For me, I saw everything I could have wanted to see in that type of game against that type of an opponent. That's it. I ain't got nothing else on Temple, man. And then we getting ready to go into a bye week. Y'all guys got anything else on that one before we get up out of here?
Get healthy, man. We get healthy, get some guys back. We still missing, and defensively, we were missing three of our better players. You know, we were missing All-American Cam. Still out. We were missing All-American Cam. We were missing Mezador. You're missing Dean. Yeah. And we gave up 11 yards rushing. You're missing two of your best defensive linemen. You know right. what I'm saying? You're missing your All-American safety, which is why I think the passing game was maybe a little more porous,
yeah, than you would have liked to see.
Because if Cam is out there, you know, a lot of those plays, Cam can he can clean up just off his ability.
I put Cam down for 5 picks this year. So that sucked that he was out this game. I think this might have been a 2-pick game for him, man, to help pad my stats. So I
can guess what? He's back. He's back Georgia Tech game. The game he did him in for 3
last year. So we'll get right back on. Yeah, we'll get right back
on.
He might try to
go ahead and break his record this time. I might go first.
I'll put my man down for 5. You know, I'm still looking to bring that QB to the dirt. We're getting a lot of pressure. We're making him uncomfortable. You know, I still got need Bane to give me my 8. But we got a week off to get healthy. Like X said, we'll be bringing some players in. We're going to get to see a few more wrinkles in that playbook. And I think we're going to continue to soldier right on through a team like Georgia Tech. But we're going to have a down week. So in that down week, you know, we may come back to you guys next week. We haven't decided yet.
We, you know, probably get some more recruiting news going on this weekend.
Coaches be out at the games. You'll see a lot of green shirts on these sidelines at these high school games, man. You're going to see a lot of those. So they'll be putting some work in. And it won't just be for 24, 25. It'll be 25, 26.
They recruit. They out there talking to Little League guys too, man.
It's a new sheriff in town, man. It's year two. And this is the most optimistic I've been as a Canes fan in at least 10 years about the actual direction of the program. Sitting down on Saturday, super relaxed, not a worry in the world, man. I sat down, I poured me up a little drink that ended up hurting my stomach, so I got to get out of the way. I was still relaxed otherwise and just enjoying taking in the game, man. And I think, you know, it's a new day, a new era, and it's only going to continue to get better. So we'll get back with y'all next week regardless. Like I said, even if we come up with a little short show, bye week, getting ready for Georgia Tech. That's it, man. We're going to get up out of here, man. It's 26 degrees.
It's me, man. Peace, man. Shouts out to the fans. And don't forget, we're going to have some 26 degrees shirts.
What's up?
Georgia Tech game.
I will be at Georgia Tech.
I'm buying my tickets. So,
I'm buying my tickets this check here. So ain't nobody pulling me away from that game. I don't care who got shot, who mama needs something. I'm going to be in Miami. So God bless y'all. There's nothing I can do for you. I'm buying my ticket. I'm pulling up. I see what Magic Johnson say, any plays other than Miami, I'm not going to be there. I don't know. Tell you.
Yeah, so y'all make sure y'all get with Lariana, get with me, especially if y'all want the certain size, because if not, I just order some sizes and y'all just have to go
see with it. She was on deck, yeah. For sure, yeah, that's for sure, though. I will be out there. I'll link up with X. Blue parking lot, right?
Yes, sir, Blue parking lot. We definitely tailgating. I don't even know if they came out with the time yet. I think we'll get the time this week.
Cool.
From what I was hearing, it's probably a 3:30 game.
That's what I imagine.
You know what I'm saying? So tailgate will be, we probably start around like 11, 10:30, 11, stuff like that. Again, Blue Lot, pull up, you know what I'm saying? Food, drinks, shirts, and vibe, you know what I'm saying? Get flick it up, you know, stuff like that.
No doubt. All right, man, that's 26 degrees. It's your guys. We'll be back next week, man. If y'all see Meezy, send him back to the show. Tell him, you know, it ain't the same without him, brother. It's, you know.
Already.
Yeah.
How about this? Everybody get on Twitter and you tweet me and say, missing Meezy.
Missing Meezy. Check on him. Tell him we're doing a wellness check. All right, man. We up out of here. Y'all be good. Peace.
All right, fellas. Yep.
We going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.